Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Let's get moving with the line. Everybody doing? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Thanks for hanging out with us.
That was a nice part.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Let's say what's up to the rest of the Pogoers and get things started with Mr. Jebediah Poison.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Yo, I'm really glad that I wasn't the worst person in the
beers,
room tonight.
Steers, and queers. Cowboy. Yeah.
Is that something Mike's to be
never
proud
the worst
of?
Person in the room.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
When are you ever the worst person?
That's like trying to say like you're the smartest kid in the
room.
Usually
you get like real, real
I know for a fact it wasn't tonight.
Oh,
well,
man.
So far.
All right, we also got Sean Bedlam, Josh. How you guys doing?
What,
Josh?
Well,
you have a fucking nickname?
I'm just glad.
Did you sanitize that couch?
I know, it's so weird, like, without Josh
syphilis.
Not being like, Josh.
What'd you say,
see,
Josh?
He saved his Josh as a bitch
Josh?
In my cell phone.
Yo,
what'd you say?
I was just saying that I'm happy that I'm not the second worst person.
Yo, on
Burning
Pogo's
Man Josh.
Instagram, though,
yo,
it's, he's tagged as Sweaty Josh.
Sweaty Josh.
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
Sweaty. Sweaty.
Sweaty.
Sweaty. Sweaty. Sweaty.
I think you guys mean
Jessica.
Andrew, that's
Jessica.
Burning Man Josh.
That's
right?
All Jessica.
That's all Jessica.
Burning,
Rude
Girl
on the Pogo City.
Burning Crotch Josh.
All right, we also got the lovely Rude Girl Jessica and Sarah Bear.
What's going on?
We got the lovely Pogo gals on the mic tonight. Let's get to the rest of the co-host. I'm talking about Devil John and Black Cat.
How's it going, guys?
What the fuck is going on?
Make sure to check out their two respective shows, BadLuckRadio.com and Devil's Den Radio.
He got them both right.
Com.
Yes.
Boom.
All right.
So now we got some cool shit going on. Sunday, going to be doing the show live Sherman Theater in East Stroudsburg.
The Devil's
Where
Day.
The fuck is it? Stroudsburg?
I think it's East Stroudsburg, right?
It's not East Stroudsburg. It's just Stroudsburg.
Oh, whatever.
That is also Devil John's
birthday. Regular Stroudsburg.
Yo, so. Oh, so.
But we're going to be doing the show live, and then Hate Trash Disaster is going to be playing. Aim Fire is going to be playing. Welter. And Twin English?
Twin English, yes. My friends from
awesome.
North
Slam Parenthood.
Right?
No.
No?
That's Slam Parenthood, I hate to say it, but they
They're
backed out.
Out
of 3 gigs.
Wow.
Slam that's Parenthood backed out of something?
So. Now we have Twin English is saving the day actually on Sunday.
Like, yeah. Just like
I mean, jumping
some
on there real
Parenthood's
quick.
Shut down.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Didn't
anyway,
you have another band? Don't you have another band lined up?
Aim Fire.
Excuse me.
So, anyway. So Pogo Crew, I have a fucking question, all right? What the fuck are we going to drink on stage to celebrate the live broadcast.
That's
and
all
we
celebrate.
Birthday.
No, Jaeger, no. Jaeger, nobody cares about your birthday.
It's all John.
Redheaded sluts.
Jaeger's the only option of Scott. Jaeger's,
I drink Jaeger's vodka.
John likes whatever John likes.
Jaeger's
the official I don't know about that.
Whiskey guys.
I'll drink a Monster or a Red Bull in your honor.
Honestly,
yes.
Can we also all get together to sing Happy Birthday?
No, we're not fucking singing that shit.
On.
No, I want no.
If you
want to
celebrate,
everybody
can
taking
I sing
shots.
Happy Birthday like Metalocalypse style?
John,
yeah. You can, yeah.
No, you can do it.
Murder face.
You can do it, Marilyn Monroe
like
style.
Happy Birthday to Murder Face.
Yo, can we call you Little Rotten?
Can we give it a
you know what's kind of funny? Metalocalypse, the singer,
Rotten.
Is based off a real dude.
Brain
His name
is Small.
Is
I used to always say that.
Like Brandon Small.
Johnny Rotten over there.
Yeah, Little Rotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're horrible.
It's Brandon Small.
But they
it's Brandon Small playing the guitar.
He plays, he plays all of it.
But the drums are dope because it's Gene Hoglan. Gene Hoglan's an awesome drummer. But.
Yeah, I mean,
Hulk Hogan?
I didn't do too much, but, you
we're
know,
not talking about
but it's all Brandon Small on guitar.
Let's leave that behind us with that Hulk Hogan shit.
But if you want to hear metal shit, go to devilsdenradio.com.
That of a Chinese.
You
want
to hear everything else? Go to badluckradio.com.
All right, let's get back to the tunes. It's been a wild night. We had the wild sluts here. Earlier,
we had some
they
sluts
to piss
here.
Us off.
We're not talking about Jess and I, either.
But we're not going
to
give them what they want.
Oh well, you're the ones that included yourself in the slut conversation. So
let's get back.
I'll do it better than you can.
Speaking of the sluts,
Lies.
Let's get to the sluts of the USA.
And quicker.
John knows his way
you
around.
You know I'm talking about the doors.
He's a little handy.
We are the sluts of the USA. We are the sluts of the USA. And we can fuck and we can suck and we wouldn't have it any other way. We're like a diehard punk tart, never quitting and we're so smart, pop tart. Gotta be shitting like a girl, right? Hold tight, take a number, go get Amtrak, talk crack. Like a plumber down a drain pipe late night. Easy action on a team queen daydream. Shame the action and it's too late, can't wait for the last goodbye. Get on your bikes and take a ride. We got Jesus on our side.
Because we bury anybody in the way, that's badass.
That didn't sound like the Doors, Andrew.
The Dwarves. What
did
is wrong with Dwarves?
Everybody says Doors, and it's Dwarves.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Put the W in there.
He left the W in New Jersey.
I got to throw this out there. Andrew is wearing a Dwarves shirt. It's on his fucking shirt.
Not a Doors shirt. A Dwarves
shirt. A Dwarves, like the short person. Like the little people.
Doors.
All right.
You don't
have
a V in there?
No, the W is missing in your word.
Dwarves.
You just say doors and it's
the
dwarves.
Dwarves.
We know it's the
say
dwarves.
Say
dwarves.
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 Yes, dwarves, Andrew.
Say it with the W, yo.
UK subs. UK subs. UK subs.
It's going to be your reward.
Thank you.
Cow now, brown cow.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was the UK sub.
Cocoa City Radio.
Now, we had a chance to catch them in Philly with the virus. Charlie Harper, man, still doing it. What's he, like 73, 74?
He's in his 70s.
Probably.
He has a case of the OLD.
Punk rockers can be very
OLD.
Ha ha!
Kind of hot there.
Exceptionally old.
Yeah, but I missed the show, but we definitely had a damn good time fucking pogoing with you at the
after party. Yeah.
And Colin
especially Andrew and Mr. Poison. They had a blast. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
With the official alternate
it was pretty good.
It was pretty nice. CBH cover.
With Mark
just wants to have fun.
I'm sure everyone out there probably seen it.
Is that going to be the cover?
With Jebediah Poison giving it to our host here.
I told Mike they need to release the album with
I'll
that cover.
I'll buy like five That's copies.
You want
it's a memory he doesn't want to forget.
Your sexy party?
I think so. I think
some
I do.
Of my sexy
some
party.
Sexy
Are they going to do a cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yo, if I,
yeah,
if
right?
I think
the Cyndi Lauper set the mood.
If
the Cyndi Lauper set the mood.
She totally did.
Over.
I sort of remember.
And here you thought his lesbians
I don't remember much, but I do remember Cyndi Lauper being there.
But do you remember laying on top of Andrew for sexy time?
Shut the fuck up.
Andrew killed him.
Did you give the KY, though?
I don't remember the entire Pogo City Radio world.
See, now we need to promote anal etiquette here. You need to have the trial size of KY at all times.
In your pocket, just in case.
In your pocket.
You could really hurt somebody.
Because you might need backdoor access.
Philly, don't go to Philly without it.
Yeah. KY, the original and the originator of the backstage pass.
Take it before you go there because like it's like, really expensive.
Mark, do you really have KY on you at all times?
No.
He's naturally slimy.
His hands are sweaty. He's like, my hands are KY.
That's Josh. Josh is sweaty.
Sweaty?
Sweaty.
Josh, yo, I thought you were going to die.
He's a sweaty one.
Sweaty Josh.
I was sweating because I was concerned.
Yo, Johnny.
I looked like I was going to die, and I looked in the mirror. I was like,
wait, he was running marathons.
No, Sean, you looked like you were going to die.
But can I say
you had a big ass
congratulations
like
to
head?
Everybody for not falling down any fucking stairs.
Yeah. I know.
Yo,
who puked through the stairs? Didn't somebody puke?
He puked on the stairs. Yep.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
And then your brother was like, oh my God, all right.
Wait,
yeah.
So tell me the story of puking through the stairs.
Yeah, he was a good party guest.
It hit me like a fucking, like, it was like that. It was like, holy shit, I'm definitely about to puke in like 10 seconds. I try to get up the stairs and I fucking right through the open
staircase. The open staircase down to the lower level.
Drip, drip.
Down to the lower level.
But I hadn't eaten anything, so it was. It could have been.
Colin, you got a water bottle.
It was like one of those easy pukes.
That's called water. That's called bile.
It was an easy puke. It was like a bleh.
Yeah, it was just one little like thing and it was done, but like.
Yeah, and Colin's landlord was supposed to be there at like 10 o'clock in the morning the next morning.
He said
there was like 10 of us there.
Wait, does that explain why it was raining on my head while I was sitting under the staircase?
Did you make it really loud?
But I did get a chance to talk to Mike Blanks a lot.
I'm usually pretty.
Hopefully, we get to recreate some of the conversation.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you got an invite saying that Renee and Tim from Blanks were going to be here tonight and to call in and everything. Like, sorry about that.
Andrew just wanted everybody to like him.
It was definitely supposed to happen. So I talked to Renee on, like, say, Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Tuesday.
And I was like, all right, well, when we did the Oi Scout show, we did the Facebook invite to give everybody the number to call so they could call. So as soon as I do that and invite, like, 1,100 people, like, Renee hits me up, email, says, Andrew, JK, sorry, but we can't make it. I was like, are you serious?
That might be better anyway, because the whole phone thing last time didn't work out all that well.
Everyone has happened.
Everyone got really mad and sad.
So now here's the deal. We all want to go to Mother's and catch the show that's going down there tonight.
I'm not going.
With
except for Mark Poison.
Okay, then don't go.
Everyone except for Mark Poison.
Houston and the Dirty Rats. But Dino Sex is on his way here. I don't know if he's going to be here in time for the show or if we're all just going down to the show.
Do we keep teasing our audience with Dino? Yeah, he was supposed to be on the phone the other week.
I thought we were supposed to meet them down there, you said.
Yeah, dude, you're
actually, I said 18 times they were going to be on the show.
You don't know.
Yeah, they're on their way here. They're going to call when they're closed.
Well, they're
but we ain't done nothing wrong. Let's get back to the music.
The Wretched One.
Nothing wrong. Going out for all you
radio
at 666 Walnut Street. Single. Let's break the law.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
We'll be right back.
Right, that was now, motherfucker. The Anti Nowhere League on
Pogo City Radio.
Yeah.
Mr. Professional that I am here, I'm in the middle of a text message. Almost.
Yeah. No texting and DJing.
Almost missed my cue. Really concerned with Pogo City's after party tonight because Audrey Anarchy and Lily What's-Her-Face are bar hopping in Bethlehem. And we're supposed to go chill there, but like now I want to go to Mother's.
I'm trying to figure out
what we're going to do. Yeah.
But so, speaking of wild situations, I think we have a
situation.
And it's a suggestion by me. Guar. Fish fuck.
This ain't wild card, dude.
Now, wild card genius. For the late Dave Brocky and DJ.
Rest in peace, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, let's move on with the Pancrax Out of Love. Right, that was.
It wasn't the Doors, I'll tell you that.
It might have been the Doors.
It wasn't the Doors.
All right, so we played Guar a couple tracks ago.
It looks like Josh went for the cuttlefish in his mouth.
And everybody.
He's got the cuddles.
Everybody was talking about everybody was talking about when they were seeing Gwar, basically.
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, I caught Gwar. Spark I caught Gwar stories. With Jessica Havoc and Frank Mayhem at Croc Rock, like, fucking, I'm going to say almost 10 years ago, and wow. I went to jail the next day.
All right. Well, very long time. I topped that story with I've seen them 27 years ago, the first time I saw a show.
But you didn't go to jail the next
day. Oh, they had Dino come in. He was upset with the Lunatics.
And they ground the Lunatics up.
Is it when
they
had aluminum horns and shit?
Everyone take a break.
They still had aluminum horns? They used to use like aluminum
I was 13. That was 27 years ago. I don't remember.
You old bat.
How about you? You want it?
All right, when I first saw Gwar, I was 15 years old. I'm not going to say the amount of years it's been because I'm not aging myself.
It's only been like 5 years.
Shut Whatever. The fuck up. I was with my ex.
Can't say more.
And they started throwing something into the show, and I said, I'll meet
was
you in the...
Was it semen or blood?
It was
she was
red,
getting a
so
giant
I
pearl necklace.
It was
it
blood.
Was it caca?
Whatever it was, I said, I'll meet you in the fucking back when it's done. Thanks.
It was smegma.
I was not was having smegma. Shit thrown on me. I was too pretty for that at the time.
No, but see, the pretty girls get it the worst.
Yeah,
they're the ones that get drenched in blood.
I didn't want any part of it. I said, I was like, bye, Ralph.
You don't
want to
sacrifice...
Going to a car show, it's like you purposely wear your white t-shirt and shit because
yeah,
it's
you
like a badge of honor.
Yeah, you couldn't see my fucking nipples that night. I was like 15. That was
well,
the charge to
well,
face.
Your first mistake right, was first going to all, a car show if you didn't want to get
first
anything
of all,
on you.
How many
I
years
didn't
ago?
Know.
You should have known better.
The- Listen, before I went to the Gwar show, do you know who I saw in concert? Good
concert?
Charlotte.
Good Charlotte.
That was the band before I saw.
I thought it was New Kids
so
on the Block.
Badass.
That's too heavy.
It was the first concert without my parents.
Yeah, we don't
so
play Good Charlotte on here. They're,
go back to
way
sleep,
too
Josh.
Hardcore
yeah,
for
it doesn't,
us.
It doesn't
wait,
get us more
Good
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Hardcore.
It was the first concert my parents allowed me to go to without them.
Did you guys smoke Marlboro menthols in the back?
I can remember smoking Marlboro menthols when I was like 11.
I just for the tickets, and I dumped him the day
the
afterwards.
Ooh. Okay, now that's actually...
That's cold-hearted.
I was a bad person.
He took you to a Good Charlotte concert for crying out loud.
And
fuck.
I dumped him the next day because I got what I wanted out of him.
You bitch.
You guys up for a little oil?
Yup.
That was the bad English.
Those are pals.
I like how you pronounce the dwarves.
No, that's how it's spelled, though.
The dwarves.
No, you meant the dwarves.
That was up for oi.
No, I just meant you have bad English.
We're going to go. we're going to go back a little bit. The some Bad Religion off the first album. We're going to go to John.
Mark Poison will drive you to Mother's.
I'm going Uber.
Mark likes driving to Mother's.
Uber
my dick.
It's not St. Patrick's Day, so Mark can't drive you.
Everybody, yo, let's have a contest. Everybody just talk at once. Let's go. Where are you going?
Yo, let's make it like rabble.
That's exactly. Rabble, like British Parliament right now.
Rabble, rabble, rabble. They took our germs. It's like the sluts are back in the room.
You know. We're having some great times though. I'm enjoying this.
We haven't said what's up to WPDG and the U-Rock Network.
Right. Yeah, where's your call letters, bro? Yo, you got us calling the letters. What's up? You're supposed to be the head leader.
You're supposed to
be splintering this bitch.
At 9:35,
you're a slacker.
WPDG.
4 minutes into the second episode.
Yeah, right.
Reading Easton Peaber.
And here I am.
Put your drink down.
So that means
surprisingly, my ass is here another show. Usually I'm here for like one.
No real traffic out there today.
So, you're getting me for two. This is awesome, right?
Since
it's a deal.
Someone's driving.
It's a twofer.
My
it's
drunken ass. To
maybe
mothers.
You should ask
DoubleStepRadio.com for all your metal needs.
Let's do the business with drinking and driving.
That's not safe. Don't do it.
Drive, you'll spill your drink, people.
Now listen to these engines. The people who can't think. Just stay a while longer and have another drink. I've just mixed the cocktail. Oh boy, what a beaut. Six more of these in your business and you.
Take her.
big business.
Cougar City Radio.
All right, we got choking victim.
In the house?
Choking victim. Oh. We're going to choking victim. May 12th.
I love
this song. Crack Rock Steady.
Today I did it down, now let's lay him down low. Let's hang him up high. Let's take all of his piggies and have him crucified.
Cracker City, are you ready to stop the rotten blue menace? Let's forgive us a god. Cracker City, are you ready? Living above the law.
I call Rocket and Roll in the streets of New York. We work a motherfucking law. It don't matter the color of your skin, as long as you're not scared of this commit no sin. Do me or my tribe, moving up and wide. Smell like I'd open up your fucking eyes. Step back and keep your attitude in check. He's a Cracker City, much respect.
Cracker City, are you ready to stop the rotten blue man is just a good as a dog? Cracker City, are you ready? Living above the law.
Don't you know that Satan is a man? So listen very close, cause we got a little plan. We're gonna have to execute some rich important people. Gonna burn another church at the top of all the steeples. See a frown, turn that cross upside down. Grab a gun, baseball bat, and let's go to fucking town. Let's kill the bodies, I've been saying, let them all, but when I got them here, don't forget the choice is yours.
Cracker City, are you ready to stop the rotten blue man as if you get us a cop? Cracker City, are you ready? Living above the law.
Riot sound, police come around with the bass and drum, we lock them down. Drop them up with the riffs and in the stew. We did drinking pot liquor, made a poison blue. Some of them in the way up in the high-rise castle. To be fishing women don't walk at a lake, they hassle. With the beat, we boom down the big brass door. Hear me now, rock steady.
Cracker City, are you ready to stop the rotten blue man is just gonna kill us a god? Cracker City, are you ready? Living above the law. Cracker City, are you ready to stop the rotten blue man is just gonna kill us a god? Cracker City, are you ready?
What's up, no, guys?
Minus everybody one. Shut the fuck up.
Minus the host. He's on the pooper.
Taking a piss.
What the hell are
he's
you doing
over
there?
He's taking a shower.
He's having a movement.
I think that you meant he's taking a shit. So.
He's having
no,
a movement.
He totally meant that.
Mostly just a shower.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that profanity wasn't allowed on this radio station.
Fuck you.
Only from you, sir. Sweaty.
Sir Sweaty.
All right, Mark.
Josh is getting sweaty.
Yo, I'm pretty
though.
Good I'm at like, that
like,
shit.
So. His face is shiny.
Are you good at it?
I ain't getting sweaty.
Are you guys getting sweaty?
With the bitch.
Well, we're going to take a shit on the floor.
To get sweaty, too.
Back to the music.
And it is the Descendants
with Hope.
I'll be the only one. So now you wait for a spark.
Descendants. We're going to keep it moving right along with some Antidote. Let's get drunk.
One, two, let's get drunk and have a lot of fun. Drink, one, drink a beer, drink it in the sun. This is what we're into, and this is what we're always do. This is what we're into, and this is what we're into. Let's get drunk.
City Radio,
which is like kind of like Bad Luck Junior right now, because
and Devil's Den Junior,
because the host for Pogo is not here, and
that's
neither
right.
is his
we,
wife.
We
so.
Can we can handle it without him.
I think we're good. We've been playing music, talking and shit. Like,
yeah, you know, we got to move
it
along. We don't even
shit.
Need him. I
Everybody's
say we fucking.
Shit.
You're fired.
What's that one character
Mutiny,
from Rick and Morty that introduced
we're
us to season
shit.
Two? I think
you.
That's what Andrew's doing. I think he's. Kind
in
of
true punk
pants.
Fashion.
Oh, let that blump thing
Anarchy
go
rules.
Down.
What'd you
Anarchy
say?
Rules.
He's dropping the Jacksons off at the pool?
Taking
the Cleveland
Browns
to the
Super
Bowl.
Yeah,
the
high
five.
Fist bump and
whatever.
High five. Fuck
let's
yeah.
Do that.
I mean, he might be dropping knuckle
Maybe the
off
Crosby
somewhere.
Kids at the pool.
He's dropping bombs over Tokyo.
He definitely
bombs
regrets
over
not.
Wait,
dad.
I think we kind of might have already done that at one point in America's life.
I like
what's
that? I love Outkast. Anywho,
so look
yeah,
out for
you
the
know.
Holy Hells coming soon to Lehigh Valley. You know?
And who's that?
It's oh, that's me. That's Sean.
You finally found a band.
It's me and it's Sean.
You finally found a band, and I'm in that band.
And you said his skin flute technique was on point.
It was
skin
flute. I gave it to me and John both gave it 2 thumbs up.
And that's
up.
How we found a band.
So he cupped the balls.
And you see
then,
what happened was
two thumbs up. So he cupped the balls.
It was stellar.
He really cupped the balls.
And the prodigal son has returned.
Hey, Andrew, you
you're
fired.
And here comes our host feeling 5 pounds lighter.
Andrew.
Here is Andrew Bedlam.
I have a real question. How was your Blumpkin?
Yeah, how was the Blumpkin, right?
Yeah, was Josh, how was that Blumpkin you gave him?
It was amazing. I think that he's going to need to, you know,
was
go to the
it,
hospital for his ass, though. I kind of made
full
a bleed.
Load? That's
prolapsed asshole, guys, is a real thing.
You
get
mean
checked.
You sucked him off so hard he prolapsed?
It's like American History X. That's
it's
what's
like
going
a pink
on right
sock.
Now.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I was on the phone.
So you see what happened was this is explanation of the Blumpkin.
Hey, I'll take a Blumpkin.
Hey.
I've had a Blumpkin before.
You've had a Blumpkin?
Andrew,
I was
shut
in
the
high
fuck
school,
up about
and
it.
And Josh
oh my
was
goodness,
in high
damn, man.
Them,
yo, that's a hell of a negotiation.
Dude,
to get somebody to give you a blowjob on the shitter.
It. I wasn't all that's about that at all.
It's funny.
I would totally let a chick do that to me.
It's funny because if I think it's the person that you were dating at that time.
Blumpkins are like chicks with mohawks to him now. All right.
Really?
At one time it was fun,
and now
no
it's
longer.
Not.
All right, so we're going to get Andrew's asshole stitched up while we play some music then, right?
Anyway, what
anyway,
I was
you
say,
see what happened
Dino
was.
And Pat are like 5 minutes away coming over to
well, that was like 5 minutes
so
ago.
So we're going to go over a little bit in the hour, and we're going to hang out with Dino for a couple minutes, and then we're all going to hit up Mothers for Anti-Citizens.
So if you want to see us, come on out. Oh, wait, you won't hear this yet.
I will not be there.
That's all right, why you guys, we got that.
Mark Poison is scared of downtown.
That's great.
But you
he's
can also
so
check out the
scared.
Heavier shit at devilsdenradio.com. Check out
it's
fucking
amazing.
Badluckradio.com.
And
so
is
I see
luck.
I missed the Descendants.
Yeah, you missed a lot.
And
you missed a lot
antidote.
While you were
and
getting
you missed
your
Banner
Blumpkin.
Of Hope.
And I missed Banner of Hope.
Yeah, you're beat.
Yep.
Linden's finest.
You're back for some Bomb Squadron, though.
Some Bomb Squadron. Redding coming off another
we'll give you
like,
an
just like Andrew was blowing them up.
Now,
we were blowing up the tracks.
Ian on vocals
taking
here.
The Browns to the Super Bowl.
Jesus Christ, guys.
Oh, gee, that sounds so bad.
Bombs over Baghdad.
Yeah, the Browns will never make the Super Bowl.
But he did bring them to a Super Bowl.
First one.
Did they ever
but
make
was
Super
it a
Bowl?
Clean bowl?
Right.
Were the Browns ever in the Super Bowl?
Shut up.
Were they on a streak?
No, they were not.
Nope. It was never. Not a clean pitch.
Let's talk about the May 20th show.
It was pretty streaky.
Then why do they even exist?
Let's talk about the May 20th show.
With the dead.
Will you be
the
in the bathroom
undead.
All day on Sunday,
the undead.
Too?
Here we go.
I'll be
with
at that one.
The Undead.
Where's that at?
That is at the Alternative Gallery.
And that is with.
God.
Who's playing
Admit
that show?
Admit Nothing, Sick 86.
Is Welter
Totally
on that bill?
Gnarly.
What bill is Welter
and,
on?
And Welter's playing on Sunday.
I said that before. I thought you said they weren't.
No, Slam Parenthood's not. Welter
Fuck
is.
Fuck them.
Fuck.
Nah, Slam Parenthood's cool.
Not if they keep canceling on Pogo City, goddamn.
Yo, if you pogo and you don't go, then
it's
you
a
no
hobo.
Hobo.
Oh,
Rachel,
no.
Rachel had some things to attend to, the drummer. But let's get to blow him up. This is Ian with Video Massacre.
Get a drummer.
Also playing on the Undead bill. But this is not Video Massacre. Actually, it's Bomb Squadron.
Wow, you're
but,
good. You're
but
awesome.
Ian's the singer in this band, too, so fuck off. All right?
Just broke your phone on the mic or whatever.
He's fucked off.
No DJ.
PogoCityRadio.com.
I need my Dead Boy shirt. Got a bomb strap to my chest.
Let's get Ricky Ricky Red. Smash, stay, and fuck the fascist show. Your politics up your ass is fight, 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 and never surrender. Punks and skins, we're in it together. Punks United, we win. Punks United, we're fit. Punks United, we win. Fuck the system, blow them. Ah.
to burn it down and destroy society. Punch United, we will win. Punch United, welcome in. Punch United, we will win. Fuck the system, blow them up. Blow them up.
All right, that was
right.
Fucking bomb squad.
Woo!
Fucking party up in here,
now,
bitch.
Now, Ian from Video Massacre and Bomb Squadron.
Oh,
has
Video Massacre.
That one day, he's going to come here and we're going to talk about Bomb Squadron and stuff. He said it, but and we got Pat walking in the room. Hate Pat.
All right. We have a little hate in the room.
And we got Dino Sex.
We got a lot of hate in the room.
Dino Sex, Murder Junkies, Hate Trash Disaster. Hello. They hate us.
What's happening?
What's up, you bastard?
Not at the microphone quite yet. Hey, Jess, give him my mic or something, too.
All right, we're going to get playing a song here while we get
set
up.
Yeah, we're going to go do a little bit of Bishop's Green alone while Dino and Pat get set up. That was Bishop's Green on Pogo City
One
Radio.
Of my favorites.
How the hell is everybody doing? Now, we got Dino Sex of the Murder Junkies, Hate Trash Disaster, and They Hate Us sitting at the mic. Dino, how you doing? Thanks for coming by.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. You going to come hang out with us at the bar later on? Go see Anti-Citizen?
Yes.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, you guys are playing May 21st at on Market Street in Bangor, right? With Hate Trash, right?
Yeah, 42 Market Street, Hate Trash Disasters, and the Murder Junkies.
So you're doing two sets that night, Dino.
Yes, sir.
Going to get a workout in.
We're that's a really great venue. Junkies. I love that.
We're playing with the Murder Junkies.
Yeah, that's awesome. Anytime the Murder Junkies coming around, definitely awesome.
It's a must see.
We got a good lineup coming there, too, man. Yeah. I got some other bands playing. I'm waiting for confirmations on a couple of things, but I'm working on it.
Awesome.
To be announced.
All right, well, let's get to a little
bit. I don't want to blow it right now without everybody.
Let's get to a little bit of the Murder Junkies.
You come with so many secrets here.
I don't know. I guess maybe we'll play some old Murder Junkies and we'll play some new Murder Junkies.
Yeah, swap it out.
First, we'll play a little bit of Brutality and Bloodshed
for all.
The last GG album, and here's that track with Dino on drums. Gigi on vocals, Dino on drums, classic Murder Junkies coming off the last Gigi record, Brutality and Bloodshed for All. We're going to get right along into the new Murder Junkies record, Killing for Christ's Sakes, with Your Blood and Pee Pee on vocals.
Oh, we like Melania.
right, the Murder Junkies on
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. We got Hate Pat and Dino Sex in the studio with the rest of the Pogo crew, just listening to the latest Murder Junkies album. So, Dino, you excited about the new album, the way it came out?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Were you excited about the new album when it coming out?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it's a lot of, it's got like an anthem-y feel to it. Like, kind of, that's why I always like Brutality and Bloodshed for All. It's real, like, especially that guitar solo, it's a real anthem-y. This whole album and that last song, a lot of them are like that. It's catchy. I like it a lot.
Yeah, the guitar player, Francis, he's really yeah, you know, it's been the same lineup last three albums, and they're really, really good.
It sounds great. It sounds fucking awesome.
Now, so how long's PP been in the band now, the last three albums? About how many years is that?
10 years.
Band with him called They Hate Us?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that. I mean, Hate Trash. Love Hate Trash. But I don't think I ever heard They Hate Us. Where, out of Ohio that comes out of, you guys?
No. No. They, out of Brewster, New York.
Brewster, New York. All right. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about then.
So where can we
usually
find?
Don't.
I'm from Harlem, but... Yeah. We rehearse in Brewster, New York.
All right, cool.
So you travel all over the place doing practices for all these bands, huh?
You said it.
Yeah. It's like
living
on
a train.
It's like he's on tour.
I love to travel, so that's a bonus in my case.
Now, how much traveling did you do with Gigi?
When we picked him up on our first tour, he was in Michigan in prison.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
We drove from here to Michigan, and then we drove to L.A. and
I remember reading the article about that in Thrasher magazine, the skateboard magazine, when they published that article about him going to jail.
We drove to San Francisco and L.A. and San Diego, and then we worked our way back to Texas, Dallas, Texas, I think it was. And then that was it.
That was what, Terror in America? Is that what that tour was called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Dino, what show is it that you got arrested and they had to play the next show to bail you out?
Oh, that was two or three years later. We were in Gigi's. What's Gigi's hometown.
Littleton, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
We were in Littleton, Texas or whatever.
And New Hampshire.
And I got arrested.
Oh, shit.
For what?
So they filled in for a drummer and came back and got me.
They raised the money to bail you out.
What did they get you for? Let me guess.
All about, man.
They raised the money.
Yep.
That's what it's
for
about,
playing naked,
man.
Dino?
Yep.
That's what you got arrested for, playing naked?
Exposure?
Yeah. But
that's punk rock love right there.
Now it's old hat.
Yeah, it gets sweaty sitting on that throne the whole time. You got to cool down.
How many times have you accidentally sat on yourself and had to play through a song?
You know, it's funny. At band practice, he plays naked a lot. You know, and when he starts going with the kick drum and shit, his junk just starts swinging to the beat, dude.
So it's like a metronome. It's like a metronome keeping time.
We got to put a little tambourine in front of that fucking thing, dude.
Oh my god.
We could put a mini snare on it and put a ring
maracas,
on it. And
tie some maracas to it.
It's the Gino, true rim shot.
Do you at band practice, do you also stick drumsticks up your ass and throw them at people?
No, I don't throw them at people.
He seems like a classy
guy. We really don't do that at Hate Trash. That's more stuff.
I was asking for comedic value. That's old hat now.
That's old hat now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get back.
Why, you want a stinky drumstick?
No.
He
said yes.
No.
All right.
I'll take a
Russian. We'll get a drumstick, and if you lick it. You know, we'll start the pot right now. I'll throw 20 in.
All of a sudden, this is the Howard Stern
I'll buy
show.
You a beverage.
Drink soup out of my shoe. All right, let's get back to the music and do a little bit of the Casualties, Ugly Bastards. Alright, let's keep moving right along with a little bit of Coxbar Bats Out.
I'm not
Yeah. All right, that was Coxspar. Fucking Coxspar. Love that song. Still never seen that band.
First How many more tracks we got?
Side note.
We're gonna do. We're gonna get out of here. We're gonna talk. What's up?
Sean thinks he can't chug a beer before we leave.
What?
Sean, you think
yo, he's got a shotgun.
Quit
that
being
shit.
A
I don't
little
think
girl.
He can chug a beer
shotgun.
Before we leave.
Shotgun.
Shotgun.
Shotgun. Shotgun.
I have.
And I thought you were.
Oh, you can do it. Don't be a puss.
Yo, you better not get no fucking liquid on any of my electronic shit, motherfucker. You better not get any liquid on anything electronic.
And I thought you were punk rock.
I see foam coming out the nose. Shortly.
What a little girl.
But we got Pat and Dino in here with us. We're probably going to play one more. Just want to say, as Dino continues to sign the Murder Junkie 7 inches, we got with the Murder Junkie 7 inches with Merle and now Dino's signature on it. Thanks for that. And thanks for hanging out with us.
Woo!
Can't wait to catch you guys on the 21st. You guys are going to be hanging out at the tattoo parlor before that, right?
Yeah, they're coming down to the tattoo parlor for a meet and greet and stuff like that. Maybe some special surprises for an artist.
Is that on Saturday or Sunday?
It's on a Sunday.
That's on the Sunday. Sunday? Pogo City Radio.
Sunday.
Maybe a mobile setup.
You're more than welcome to come down.
All
I'd be glad
well,
to have
you
guys.
Heard it here first. We may show
may.
Up.
This is a busy weekend. We got the Undead the day before too. So
every weekend's a busy weekend. Crazy.
It is. It is.
Yeah, but thank you for giving us some time and coming over.
Shotgun.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And
sorry, we're so late.
Our pleasure to welcome you.
Everyone, Sean's about to shotgun his beer.
The banger
tattoo
show.
Tattoo parlor.
Oh,
thanks
tattoo
a lot,
shop,
Dino.
Too, yeah.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank All you. All
right, guys. So hope you guys had fun hearing Dino and the rest of the Pogo crew. We're going to get out here with a little bit
out
of
here.
Sorry.
A whole lot of hate in the room.
A whole lot of hate. Let's get out of here with a little bit of sorry. By the Foreskins. Should sum up this show nicely.
Fucking nice.
Bad Luck Radio.
Because you were just
Pogo
dicking
City
around.
Radio.
Whatever.
DevilsDeadRadio.com.
Just because I don't got a drop.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hope you had fun. Thanks for checking us out on WPPG. You rock.
What's I sorry for? What of that? What's I sorry for? But I won't take the blame. No, I ain't gonna be ashamed. Won't say sorry for what I've done. I don't say sorry to anyone. Shut it up, shut it up. Don't give a damn, wasn't proud of what I am. Shut it up, shut it up. Don't give a damn, wasn't proud of what I am. Don't give a damn, wasn't proud of what I am. Say sorry to you. If you think I will, you know what you can do. Won't apologize, and I won't put up with none of your lies. Won't say sorry to you. You can stick that up your ass or two. Shut it up, shut it up. Don't give a damn, cause I'm proud of what I am. Shut it up, shut it up. Don't give a damn, cause I'm proud of what I am. Don't give a damn, cause I'm proud of what I am. Shut it up, shut it up. Don't give a damn, cause I'm proud.
sorry for the manners I lack. Won't say sorry at all. No, I won't say sorry, cause it makes me feel small. Won't say sorry for the way I act. I'll never say sorry, and that's a fact. Shut it out, shut it out. Don't give a damn, cause I'm proud of what I am. Shut it out, shut it out. Don't give a damn, cause I'm proud of what I am. Don't give a damn, cause I'm proud of what I am.
Well, Sean just shot them a beer, so I guess it's time. I guess it's time to go to the bar. And Josh, shotgun in the beer. I guess it's time to go to the bar. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Congo City Radio.